They came from across one UK armour division and beyond, ready to do battle on the slopes of Les Contamines in France. Exercise Pipedown 2011 was a chance for more than 300 competitors to test their mettle in a series of alpine and Nordic skiing competitions. Major Tony Phillips is the officer in charge of the exercise.
There were 304 competitors from about 38 teams in the end. One extreme, you had one LSR who tended to win quite a bit and every year turn up and do very well. You had Queen's Royal Lancers did very well, 3RHA, 5 Army Air Corps from Northern Ireland. There were so many units involved. It was fantastic to see.
Skiers spent 9 days battling it out in a range of downhill and cross-country disciplines. But in the end, it was a team fielded by Gütersloh Base 1 Logistics Support Regiment RLC that came out top.
The out-and-out winners in pretty much everything were 1 LSR. And from 2 Div, the Alpine Nordic combined champions were Queen's Royal Lancers. 2 Div Alpine combination team winners were 1 Lang, so they did very well indeed. And the runners-up overall for the division, 1 division, was 7 Regiment RLC.
Major Phillips says that skiing has been a regular fixture on the Army's calendar for many years.
The first skiing competition in the Army took place in 1914, so there really is a tradition in the Army of skiing. It's always played, a fundamental role. Many of the competitors have served in Afghanistan, various theatres over the years, and I suppose the adrenaline of shooting down the downhill at up to 55, 60 miles an hour really does put them under a degree of pressure, and it will be obvious on the Nordic side, things like the patrol race, which is almost 40 kilometres of skiing, where they are, and ranges on the biathlon range, they're shooting, they're doing command tasks. The route they take is very challenging indeed. So the balance between the two disciplines, you can really see how that fits into military life.
The top skiers will now go on to the Army Skiing Championship.
And there was about 57, I think, from Alpine, a similar number that went from Nordic. And those are the individuals, and it's very complicated how they arrive at that. The top lots will be very easy to identify, but when you start getting down to number 50, 51, 52, it is critical that they've done well in seeding, how many points they've scored in various other events. It's a mathematical equation at the end of the day, and they will then go forward. The line is drawn. Number 58 will be very disappointed. Number 57, probably very happy. And they go forward to the armies, and then similar thing again, they try and compete to get through to the combined services.